But it works. You just put a ball on there about like that. And throw her out there. Let her sit on the bottom. And be ready.
Well, I'll say, that's my idea. This son-in-law, I don't know how he caught that on a dead minnow. He said right in the middle of the lake, that big cat flea.
Mm-hmm. I didn't bring my fishing tackle today, or I'd set you up on these rigs.
Oh. Yeah, I'd like to.
You have those animals out there with a shell on them?
Turtles?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah, I catch one in the lake every once in a while.
How big's your lake?
Oh, it's not very big. It's not, right now it's down. Not very big. It's not too big a lake. I think maybe there might be places in it that might be 6 or 7 feet deep, and not.
Uh-huh.
You got a nice lake near Stillwater, Blackwell.
Yeah, but you know, I've done fish in there. The funniest things, I fished there for 5 years. I haven't caught a decent fish. I caught one carp.
Oh,
not that long.
I don't like those.
He got away.
Yeah, I don't like those carp. They're not fitting to eat.
No. I've heard people say they are if you know how to cook them. But I don't know how to cook them.
I don't. They're all bone.
No. That's the impression I get.
Yeah. And they're strong, I think, too.
Yeah.
But channel cat is not. They're nice.
That's
meat.
Yeah, I like those very much. And the bones are such that you can eat the fish and enjoy.
And not get choked on.
Do you have those hard-shelled animals that live in pastures and meadows here too?
Yes, well, they're not turtles, but they're terrapin.
Mm-hmm.
Terrapin. Yeah, they're around here a lot. Dog will bark at them sometime to close up a shell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my girls will catch them and play with them.
Yes.
Tease them, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who teases who, but they tease it or it teases them.
Yeah.
Say, what do you call that insect that you find out around the pond? The fellow that has the two sets of wings like this? And they live around the water?
I know what the name of them is, but we used to call them snake doctors when we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we call them that.
That's a pretty common name. I found that pretty much all over the state.
I know what the dragonfly.
Uh-huh. What do you call that insect that flies around at night and flashes a little light?
Lightning bug.
Yeah, aren't they fun though?
Lightning bug,
Oh, I like to watch those.
Yeah, my grandchildren said they're not in Colorado.
Oh, too high for them?
I don't know why. And no June bugs there. They had a jar.
Like that.
They had a jar of June bugs that they was going to take home with them, you know. But they forgot it. They left and set them.
Just as well. Take those things home and introduce them up there, maybe.
Well, they would freeze. You know what they come from, the grub worm.
Yeah.
And they freeze in the winter there.
We have them in Michigan.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, it gets cold in Michigan, though.
You bet. Mm-hmm. This was southern Michigan.
Well, I didn't know you had them in Michigan. And they said they never see a June bug there.
Hmm.
That's quite something to them.
Boy, I ain't sure collect them around here.
Yeah.
You just set them up, I would have given them a whole bunch.
Yeah, I noticed them around the. Wonder why they're around that walnut tree so bad yesterday evening.
Huh? I don't know.
Why there's no peaches? Of course, they eat peaches if you got peaches on the tree.
Yeah. Hmm. What do you call that little insect that'll bore a hole in your arm and make a sore red spot?
Mosquito.
Yeah. And then there's the one that you get off bushes and things like that. You walk between two bushes and these things will settle on you and make an itching spot. Maybe they don't bother you. They get down around your stockings or around the belt.
Oh, you mean the chiggers?
Yeah.
Oh, chiggers. Gosh, yes.
They bother you?
They sure do. They're never getting the crabgrass around here.